Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something seriously useful for Darkside Jungle and Old School DNB. A subsign bassline with chopped vinyl character, made in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, made like a real musical idea, not just a sound design exercise. The whole point here is to get three things working together at once. First, you need proper sub weight, so the tune has authority. Second, you want pitch movement, just enough to make the bass feel eerie and alive. And third, you want that chopped, dusty, sample-like edge that makes it feel like it came off a worn record, not a pristine synth preset. That combination is gold in jungle and darker drum and bass, because the bass is often the hook, the tension, and the emotional core of the track. If it's too clean, too static, or too perfect, the vibe disappears. So we're going to build this with a composition-first mindset, using Ableton stock devices and simple, but intentional editing. Let's start with the source. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the sound simple at this stage. We are not trying to make it rich or aggressive yet. We just want a pure foundation that can hold the low end and survive all the processing we're about to throw at it. Set the amp envelope with a very short attack, somewhere around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the decay fairly quick, around 150 to 300 milliseconds, depending on how punchy you want the hits. Sustain can stay fairly high, and release should be short to moderate, just enough so the notes don't click off unnaturally. Think smooth, controlled, and solid. Now choose the bass register carefully. Depending on your key, somewhere in the 35 to 60 Hz range is usually a good starting point for the sub foundation. You want it low enough to feel heavy, but not so low that it disappears or turns into mud. If the phrase needs glide between notes, turn on portamento or glide, but be sparing with it. We're not making a big modern slide bass. We want movement that feels subtle and slightly haunted. Here's a very important detail. Add a tiny amount of pitch and stability. Not enough to hear as vibrato, just enough to feel like the bass is breathing. If you use an LFO and operator, keep the rate extremely slow, around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, and the amount tiny. This should be almost invisible. The ear won't say, oh, that's modulation. It will just feel a little bit alive, a little bit old, a little bit unstable. And that's exactly the vibe. Now, before we even think about processing, write the phrase like a musician, not like a loop programmer. This style works best when the bass is phrased in conversation with the drums. So avoid the trap of making a one-note drone unless that's really what the section needs. Think in two-bar or four-bar statements. For example, you might hit the root on beat 1, leave space, then answer on beat 3, or land a descending note into bar 2, then create a low pickup into bar 3. Keep it minor, keep it sparse, and keep it intentional. A good rule here is that the bass should leave room for the break. Jungle and Old School DNB are all about that push and pull between the drums and the low end. If the bass is too busy, it smothers the rhythm. If it's too empty, it loses identity. So let it speak, then let it breathe. Also, don't quantize everything to death. A lot of old school bass feels good because it's slightly human. Nudge some notes by just a few milliseconds. 5 to 15 milliseconds can make a huge difference. If the break has swing, let the bass sit in that pocket instead of fighting it. Now let's bring in the subsign character. This is where the pitch dip idea comes in. The concept is that each note kind of dives into pitch briefly, like a worn tape machine or a chopped vinyl sample triggering with a little instability. If you want to stay an operator for this stage, keep the movement very short. Think of a pitch drop of maybe 1 to 3 semitones that falls quickly and returns within a tiny fraction of a second. The attack should feel like it sinks into the note rather than landing cleanly on it. That gives the bass attitude without losing sub-focus. And that's an important balance. In DNB, especially darker stuff, you want aggression without losing the low-end center. The sub should still feel stable, even if the pitch is slightly bending on the front edge of the note. Now we move into the chopped vinyl part. A really effective way to get this vibe is to resample the bass and edit it like sample material. So once you've got your MIDI idea working, freeze and flatten it, or resample it onto a new audio track. That gives you something you can actually cut up. At this point, start making tiny editorial moves. Cut the start of some notes a hair early. Trim the tail off certain notes so they feel clipped. Leave tiny gaps between repeated hits. Reverse a very short fragment before a note if you want a transition that feels like a record being pulled back. And use clip gain to make certain chops pop out just a touch more. The key is subtlety. We want micro chops, not glitch chaos. The best chopped vinyl feel sounds intentional, like someone really edited a record or sampled a tiny section from a dusty break and bass line. If it feels too obvious, It stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like a demo effect. A nice extra move is to automate a filter on the chopped audio, especially if there's a mid layer underneath. A low pass or band pass filter moving gently across selected repeats can make the line feel like it's being played through a worn sampler. Keep the motion restrained. You're suggesting dust and wear, not washing the sound away. Now let's build the mid layer. This is crucial, because a pure sine sub may feel huge in solo, but it can disappear on smaller speakers. And in a real mix, you need the bass to translate. Duplicate the operator track and change oscillator from sine to a saw or square wave. Now heavily filter it. High pass it so it's not fighting the sub, and low pass it so it doesn't turn harsh or fizzy. Then add some saturation or drum bus to generate harmonics. This layer should be gritty, but controlled. Think of it as the laudable personality of the bass, while the sine stays as the low-end foundation. You can even use a little soft clipping to make the transients feel more sample-like, but keep it subtle. You want edge, not distortion for the sake of distortion. Use utility to keep the low end mono. The low roughly 100 to 120 Hz. Everything should stay locked in the center. If you want width, view it only on the upper harmonic layer. That's one of the biggest rules in bass music. Huge stereo low end often sounds impressive in solo and collapses badly in a club. Now listen to the bass against a drum loop. This is where the tune starts becoming real. The bass should answer the break. If the snare lands hard on beat 2 or 4, make sure the bass leaves room there. If the break has a strong accent, maybe the bass lands before it, or maybe it fills the space after it. That call and response relationship is a huge part of jungle and old school D&B energy. A simple way to think about it is this. Beat 1 can carry a sub hit, beat 2 can breathe, beat 3 can hit with a darker note or octave drop, and the last half beat can hold a chopped repeat or a muted tail. That kind of phrasing creates momentum without crowding the rhythm. If the bass feels a little too flat against the drums, try gentle sidechain compression. Don't overdo it. This is not modern pumping EDM bass. We just want the bass to tuck slightly under the kick or the heavy drum hits. Moderate sidechain. Quick attack. Medium release. Enough to make room, not enough to change the character. Now, for a more authentic worn sample feel, resample the whole bass again once the layers are working together. This is where the magic really starts. Render it to audio. Then use warp and micro edits to create tiny imperfections. Nudge some fragments a touch off the grid. Consolidate chopped sections if needed. And on certain hits, try transposing a fragment down a semitone or even up a semitone for a small pitch artifact. That little pitch change can be incredibly effective, especially if it appears as a transition or a fill. It makes the bass feel like it was pulled from an old record and recut. And that's exactly the kind of energy we want for Dark Side Jungle. Now think about the arrangement, because this style lives and dies on phrasing. Don't just repeat the same 4-bar loop forever. Build a section that evolves over 16 or 32 bars. For example, you might start with sub-only hints in the intro or drop tees. Then bring in the full chopped bass phrase in the main drop. Then strip the sub out for a bar or two, and let the mid layer and drums carry the tension. Then bring the weight back in for the return. That kind of movement keeps the tune alive. Automation helps a lot here. Open the filter slightly into transitions. Bring up the saturation a little before a section change. Keep the low end centered, but maybe let the mid layer open up a bit more. And if you want throes of atmosphere, send only the chopped fragments to reverb or delay, not the main sub hits. That last part is important. Don't smear the foundation. Let the effects live on the edited details. That way the core of the bass stays strong while the chopped pieces carry the texture. Before you finish, do a proper low-end check. Put the bass bus in mono with utility and listen again with the drums playing. If it loses power, the stereo processing is probably creeping into the wrong place. Check EQ too. Remove any unnecessary mud around the low mids if it's getting boxy, and tame any harshness in the upper layer if the chopped elements are too brittle. And most importantly, don't trust solo mode. A bass that sounds huge alone can completely wreck the groove once the break is back in. Always judge it in context, especially with the snare active. If the snare can't breathe, the bass line is too wide, too long, or too busy. Let's quickly recap the core idea. Start with a clean sine sub and operator. Write it as a phrase, not just a loop. Add tiny pitch dips and subtle instability. Resample and chop it like a dusty record. Build a controlled gritty mid layer for translation. Make the bass interact with the break. Then arrange it over time so it evolves like a real tune. If you do that well, you end up with more than a bass sound. You end up with a composition tool for dark jungle and old-school D&B that feels gritty, alive, and ready to drop into a proper track. For your practice, Try building one 4-bar idea with no more than 6 to 8 notes total. Make a clean sub version, a chopped gritty version, and a hybrid of both. Include at least one note that dips in pitch, and at least one moment where the bass drops out so the drums can hit harder. Then test it against a classic jungle break and make one change that gives the snare more space. If you can make that small section feel like a real record idea, you're on the right track. That's the sound, that's the vibe, and that's how you turn a bass patch into a Darkside DNB moment.